Today's reading is from James Luther Adams. I call the church free, which enters into covenant with the ultimate source of existence, that sustaining and transforming power not made with human hands. It binds together families and generations, protecting against the idolatry of any human claim to absolute truth or authority. This covenant is the charter and responsibility and joy of worship in the face of death as well as life. I call that church free, which brings individuals into a caring, trusting fellowship that protects and nourishes their integrity and spiritual freedom, that yearns to belong to the church universal. It is open to insight and conscience from every source. It bursts through rigid tradition, giving rise to new and living language, to new and broader fellowship. It is a pilgrim church, a servant church, on an adventure of the Spirit. Thus ends the reading.
I was asked to speak to you today because I was your delegate to both the United Northern Association and the Michigan Conference of the Greater UCC family. Each of these meetings is a chance for our congregations to come together on a larger scale, to talk about issues we may all be having, to learn from each other, and to bring inspiration back to our own churches. At the United Northern meeting, we heard from pastoral representatives of the Battle Creek UCC Church, who have been very successful in the ways they've moved their church forward. Faced with budget shortfalls and declining membership, they embarked on a path to reach new generations and expand their spiritual offerings. They have now launched a new ministry focused on the post-baby boomer generation and have engaged a new and vibrant population. They spoke to us about their journey, about their challenges, and about the myths and truths they've uncovered. A few weeks later, at the Michigan Conference meeting, we heard from national speaker Diana Butler Bass, who has written several books, the most recent being Christianity After Religion, The End of Church, and The Birth of a New Spiritual Awakening. And I would highly recommend it. It's a very interesting book, and she's a very interesting speaker. She points out that religious affiliation has decreased over the past few decades, but that the percentage of people who identify themselves as spiritual but not religious has increased. For the purposes of this discussion, religion refers to institutions, conformity, and defined boundaries. Spirituality is more about your own personal relationship with God. She contends that we are in the midst of a great awakening, interpreting the shift from institutional religion to experiential spirituality as a way for all of us to grow in faith and community. What these meetings had in common is thinking about the future of our church. There were a lot of different messages from both of these experiences, and today I just want to outline a couple of them for you. I'll start this discussion with some of Diana Butler Bass's framework. She talks about the three B's: believing, behaving, and belonging. Traditional forms of religion have focused on these three things in a particular order. First, believing. What do we believe? This is usually where creed and dogma come in. Behaving. How do we gather together for religious services? How do we do this? Churches are full of rules and techniques and formats, as well as programs with specific goals. And belonging. Who am I? Protestant, Catholic, Jew. Membership in a particular group gives identity. Shifting to a more spiritual point of view, however, can alter both the questions we ask about those three things, as well as the order in which they make sense. So this time we're going to start with belonging. Instead of who am I, this perspective asks, whose am I? Whose life is connected with mine? Identity is linked with relationships and community rather than membership. Behaving. Instead of how do we worship, a spiritual perspective asks, what should I do now? Instead of rules, this looks at practices that draw participants into crafting a way of life, into discernment and purpose. And then believing. Instead of what do we believe, a spiritual perspective asks, how do we believe that? What do we trust to be true for living a life of meaning? How do we understand God? I think that several of these perspectives will resonate with those of us here in Cadillac. Many of us already have a reputation as more spiritual than religious, but this framework is still helpful for us as we vision together as a community of faith. So let's just look at how this approach might be practical for our church. We'll start with belonging, which is, whose am I? How do our relationships shape who we are? When we develop relationships with each other, we understand how we are connected on both a physical and a spiritual plane. When we claim each other as neighbors, we are able to choose a future that is consistent with our community values. And then behaving, which is, what should I do? We choose actions that reflect our relationships and discernment of purpose, not just doing things the same way because that's the way we've always done them. And believing, how do we believe? How do we embody our truth? Our convictions often come about as we understand God through an encounter in the context of real life. If we look at these questions in the light of our ONA process, we can see that our church family is currently creating a space for everyone to belong. The first one. And we are of the conviction, the believing part, that everyone is a child of God. And yet we have to acknowledge that not all religious communities have acted this way. Therefore, we must put into action, the behaving part, the truth that we understand. Currently, our action consists of study groups and discussion sessions for our community. In the future, this action may be embodied by the way we describe ourselves or by furthering our social justice beliefs, such as working for equal civil rights or marriage equality. As the folks from Battle Creek told us their story, a theme that rose up again and again was their intentionality of walking towards the future. They took a very honest look at where they were, they created a vision of where they wanted to be, and they walked boldly in that direction. We may not have the population density here to replicate Battle Creek's success with an additional church ministry, but I believe their example of intentionality can be very helpful to us. We cannot be afraid of the future. We need to see it as an opportunity for growth, both the growth of our church community and for personal growth. Looking to the future with hope instead of fear may not give us all the answers, but shifting our perspective can help our thinking be open to new possibilities. We cannot be afraid of change. Diana Butler Bass said that experience, connection, and service are replacing theology as we embrace our spirituality. Experience, connection, and service are replacing theology. In Battle Creek's new ministry, they are taking on these ideas as they explore new forms of worship, readings from other places besides the Bible, not necessarily following the church's scriptural schedule, music as a vehicle of reflection and ministry, and significant time for conversation and discussion. You may have noticed that I did not use a scripture reading today for our reading. I believe that inspiration can come from many sources, and opening ourselves to these voices can greatly expand our spiritual understanding. One of the Battle Creek pastors described their church as a spiritual playground. Not everyone is doing the same thing at the same time, but there are lots of choices and something for everyone. I love the image of all of us on a playground as we move into the future. There is space for everyone to have a connection to each other and to God. There is space for play, there's space for us to participate, there's space for reflection, and there's space for inspiration. As we create our future together, may we remember to take care of our community, to listen carefully for sources of inspiration, and to go boldly in the direction of our convictions. Amen.